Flavours of the Week
with Yorkshire's Steph Moon.
So then, it's time. It's always very good when Will is not here, because the favourite part of my show is when Steph Moon joins us.
Yay!
Hello.
Hi, Beth. How are you doing?
Very good, thank you. Because every single week you bring in something utterly delicious, and it means that we get to try it.
Well, I can't believe that Will's missing this one, because I think this one is right up Will's alley.
Let's hope that Will is listening to this. Very, very jealous. Well, firstly, let's talk a little bit about Christmas. What do you do at Christmas, Steph?
Well, this year I've actually got Christmas Day off, so I'm going up to my parents. I'm cooking for 15.
Oh.
So
when you said you were having Christmas off, that's not really off, is it?
Well, it isn't, but it's going to be good fun. And yeah, so I'm going up to the farm, and, well, I say the farm, they live in one of the farm buildings now, but yeah, they were farmers.
So what kind of farming?
Hill farming.
Hardest
one. Well,
what's that, animals or agriculture?
That's sheep, dairy, and that's what they did.
Oh, wow.
So yeah.
So what will you cook on Christmas Day? Will it be the standard turkey and all the trimmings, or?
Actually, Christmas Day in the Moon household is a little bit different.
Okay.
Because we're an unusual family. We all meet I'll be up there in the afternoon, but all the family get together at night. So we're going to have a big Christmas buffet, basically.
Okay.
So I'm taking the buffet with me in my car. So
you can do a bit of prep work.
So it's meals on wheels.
Yeah, absolutely.
So we're going to have trays of turkey, of ham, of beef, salads, bit of some quirky little bits of all sorts of unusual things. Some Indian samosas. We're having a bit of lobster thermidor because it's Christmas.
Snazzy.
Then we are having my sister Georgina's sherry trifle, which is, I have to say, legendary. And
she's glad that you said that.
And we're going to have this dessert, Beth, which I've brought for you here today.
It's a pudding night tonight.
It is. That's why, I just thought I'd bring it along, because, if you're sort of a bit sick and fed up of Christmas pudding, which everybody loves, but sometimes you might not want to eat that, for maybe one or two meals around Christmas, and it's a very different dessert, this.
I'm not a Christmas pudding liker, so I would always opt for the other option, actually.
So this could be one for you, Beth.
Well, it's very good. I quite like the sound of this one. It's Queen of Puddings, isn't it? That's what it is.
It's meant for you, Beth.
You shouldn't say anything. So what is Queen of Puddings from on top of this? It looks like a meringue.
Yeah,
but there's a lot going underneath it.
There is. So what you... Traditionally, it can be made with old breadcrumbs. I've not done that. I've used cake. So I've used a Madeira sponge cake. There's jam in there. We've got strawberry jam in there. You basically make a custard and you bake the whole thing with a meringue top. So if you like bread and butter pudding, for example, mm-hmm. I think you'll like this. But imagine a very sweet sort of cakey, jammy vanilla pudding with a meringue top. I mean, it's quite decadent.
Okay, I'm gonna dig in.
Dive in.
So how do you do meringue, by the way? Some people go for blowtorches, right, don't they?
Well, meringue with a blowtorch is... It's not real meringue, that.
No?
Bit. No,
okay.
We're not talking about that. No, it's what we've done is we've whisked egg white with sugar and we've made like a classic Italian meringue, French meringue, which is you just whisk it up. Then you pipe it on the top and then you pop it in the oven. And the reason you want it to be in the oven is can you taste it? It's like that chewy texture.
Yeah.
Crispy on the top.
It's kind of, the jamminess is a little bit, like a jam tart. It's like gooey jam.
Yeah,
lovely.
That's what you want. That's the key. And that's, I think, why this is such a lovely dessert. And it's not that expensive to make. It's quite a cheap one to do. So,
good.
Yep.
We are frugal here in Yorkshire sometimes.
Absolutely. Especially around Christmas.
Will you be making this for Christmas Day?
So this is going to go on the Christmas, the Moon Christmas buffet.
Excellent. Along with the trifle, of course.
Along with Georgina's trifle, which I'm sure will be well eaten too.
Well, Steph, thank you so much for coming in. A really good option, Queen of Puddings, for the people who don't like Christmas pudding.
Absolutely.
And we wish you a very, very Merry Christmas.
Thanks a lot, Beth. You have a good one.
I will. See you in 2018.
Yay! Steph Moon's Flavours of the Week on Stay FM.